Tech companies have resisted federal privacy regulations for years, but all of a sudden, they're all for it. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. Back in June, the state of California passed the strictest online privacy law in the country, set to go into effect in 2020. The law would, among other things, require companies to be more transparent about what data they collect and why. They'd have to tell people who they're sharing it with and let consumers delete their personal information. Now, the U.S. has no federal online privacy laws, but some tech companies are so worried about the effects of California's law that they're now actually asking for nationwide rules. So let's dig into this in Quality Assurance, the segment where we take a deeper look at a big tech story. Cecilia Kang is a technology reporter for The New York Times. I asked her why the change of heart.
What California does oftentimes sets the standard for the rest of the country. Other nations use what California is doing as a blueprint. And what happened for the internet on privacy is if these internet companies are forced to abide by a California law, they have in place essentially standards that would become de facto their normal standard across the company for any users.
Right. And then the other thing that you wrote this week is that tech companies are taking their lobbying efforts and trying to get ahead of the California law by potentially lobbying for federal privacy regulations, which they've been staunchly against up until now. Why are they doing that now?
It's a real sea change. Ostensibly, it's a sea change for the tech industry to embrace and even to propose their own versions of privacy laws on the federal level. But California's passage of its own privacy law in June changed everything. Facebook, Google, IBM, Microsoft, and other companies are arguing for a federal law with two specifically very important components. Number one, that any federal law preempts or essentially nullifies a state law. And number two, that these laws are voluntary. And what that means is that a company would be able to volunteer to hold up certain principles on privacy, but they wouldn't be forced to, like the California law mandates.
On the one hand, you would never think of a federal regulation this way, but it sounds like for these tech companies, a federal regulation is almost a Hail Mary for them.
Yeah, a federal regulation that is very light in touch, that they can have a lot of say in some ways a Hail Mary, but it's a very strategic effort. And it shows that the tech companies, particularly the internet companies, are willing to work with regulators on this. And I think especially at this time when they're under so much pressure, especially the social media companies, it really is important for the companies to show or at least to appear that they're working hard to be an ally and cooperative with government.
Cecilia Kang is a technology reporter for The New York Times. And there is another battle brewing between California and the rest of the country. Late yesterday, the state legislature passed strong net neutrality regulations as well, defying the federal decision earlier this year. That bill heads to the governor's desk next. Matt Purdy is a new producer on Marketplace Tech, filling in for Stephanie Hughes. Eve Troe is our senior producer. Dan Powell is our engineer. I'm Molly Wood. This is APM.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.